Good morning, my brothers, spread across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be from Psalm 30, verse 1 to 3, and it reads, I will extol you, O Lord, for you've lifted me up, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You've kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. David is such a unique character in all of the scripture, and because of him, there are many attributes of God that we have come to know. His relationship with God grew and developed to such a point that the Lord referred to him as a man after my heart. Amongst other things, one of the key things that you can learn from the life of David is the power of praise. In the text of scripture for today, David had gotten to a point when he had the unique privilege of dedicating his house. At this house dedication, he sang this psalm that is being considered today. The word extol means to be raised, to be uplifted, and to be exalted. I believe that one reason why David was lifting God up was because God had lifted him up from his troubles, pain, sorrow, and calamities. You see, there were moments when dark clouds hung over his head, and he didn't know if he was going to make it to the next day or not. And here he was dedicating his house to the Lord. You may be in a tight place or dark place right now, and may not know what the future holds for you, or how you will come out of your present challenges or predicaments. I say to you today in the name of the Lord, to look to the Lord for deliverance, because you will yet praise Him. In Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This reveals his attitude and heart posture, particularly during tough and challenging times. It matters that your heart is right at all times, particularly when you are under intense pressure. This is because one thing pressure does is to reveal the true state of your heart, and God does not look as man looks. Whereas man may focus on the outward appearance, God always focuses on the state of your heart. It is important to place more premium on developing the quality of your inner life with God than on your outward life. From God's perspective, the inner life comes before the outward life. In fact, it is the inner life that bets the outward life. So, learn to take time to reflect and thank and praise God for what He has done in your life, whether it is small or great. This will set you up for even greater manifestations of His mighty hand in your life. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I come to you with an attitude of gratitude, and I receive grace from you. I praise you, Lord, because you've elevated me and have prevented my enemies from rejoicing over me. I called to you for help, and you heard and healed me. You, Lord, have snatched me from the machinations and manipulations of the evil one. You've revived me and not allowed me to go down according to the schemes of the wicked and the wicked one. You are such an awesome God. I give glory to your name. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info at ignitedailyinspirations.com using Next Step as a subject that can help you grow further in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ugbeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ugbeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser, and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.